In the alcoholic beverage industry, the manufacturers release two separate yet equally important drinks. The tasty beverages that we actually want to drink, and the horrible flavors we would like to forget. These are the taste tests. Oh, you have come back for more Thunthips?
Well, the last go-around didn't work out so hot. You said you didn't understand why I wanted the flavors in the drinks?
No. I did enjoy the Dole pineapple. That one was tasty, no?
No, you missed the mark.
Well, you ask me for pussy fruit. I don't know what that is. I told you I did not know what that
you
was.
You got closer to that than you did passion fruit. Let me tell you.
I did not know. So I wipe backside. Rub around glass and pour drink. I thought you were fucking with me. Then what was the other one? This manho?
This is exactly what I got, too.
Oh. That one I also wiped backside. Yes. And wiped around. Fine. If you don't like those, what about, I gave you that watermelon. Didn't you enjoy watermelon?
I can handle it better than the other whatever they were.
Ah. Well, I did.
Not fruit juice.
I took grass shavings and put in vodka.
It was like it should be watermelon rind flavored.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it came through, but I don't like you. You come in here and you ask for fruity vodka.
I'm starting to figure that out.
Fine. You get two more chances to convince me that vodka and fruit go together. What will you have me make?
How about we try a black cherry?
Cherry? Where will I get such a thing? Jesus. You are fucking with me. What else? Find something else.
Okay.
That's insensitive.
Fine. Then how about a grapefruit?
Grape fruits? Do you want grape? Do you want fruit?
It needs to be grapefruit. Not grape by itself and not fruit by itself, but grapefruit.
I don't know what this is, so I'm going to be honest. It is probably going to be a backside wipe around glass with some vodka. And if you didn't know by now, I like to call that little trick my high noon thonthip variety pack. This is Case by Case, the Boozecast with Matt and Kenny. We are blacked out boozers, and we're here to taste the prepackaged drinks and see which ones are good and which ones are terrible. So, with that being said, let's start the show. So, it is that top of the show time for us to turn over to Kenny's News Corner and see what crazy shit is happening in the world today. What do we got going on?
Well, this is a little bit of leftovers from crazies from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, federal investigators that are still looking to charge people after storming the Capitol building.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're still going after those guys. They thought they were funny in all their little, photo bombs. But
haven't they been through enough? Oh, that's right. They got, like, nothing. fucking go after their asses.
15 minutes of fame and 15 years of prison.
Yes, we can only hope. All I did was storm on top of our nation's capital.
Yeah.
And break a bunch of shit and do something that's never been done before ever.
Freedom of speech, man.
That's right. It extends to vandalism and breaking and entering. I was just speaking my mind physically.
Well, so there's this Robert Morse, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested last month on assault, robbery, and other charges to the Capitol riot. And now the only thing that's funny about this is that they are using, because he owned a Lego set of the Capitol building. And they're going to use this against him.
It's like a premeditated
thing. Yeah, like he was like, did some kind of master plan here of how he was going to attack this building with a Lego set.
Well, I heard that Bin Laden had a Lego set of the Twin Towers.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Jet fuel does not melt Lego bricks.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they made such things. So they make Lego like monuments and buildings and stuff like that.
I didn't realize they made the Capitol building.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe they figured that wasn't a threat to national security.
Yeah, apparently. Now they know that's a security risk.
I would think part of me thinks that the judge or whoever's in charge of making this decision would laugh this completely right out of the courtroom.
I don't know.
They may just take everything they can and stretch it into their favor. And
it is weird.
Ramrod.
It is weird that I'm going to break into my favorite Lego set. It's a strange coincidence, because I've never seen a Lego set thing like that. And then the fact that this dude owns one, and then he goes and storms that place. It's like, hey, guys, if you look at the building plans on the Lego set, brick 467 looks like it has some structural weakness.
It's just not lined up with, like, the rest.
No, there's something up with that piece, man. It doesn't fit just right. There's something loose. I think we got something there.
He just had no clue they were going to unlock the doors and let him walk right in.
All that planning.
He should get his money back on that freaking Lego set.
All that planning down the drain. Jeez. So is there any? There's nothing so far. They've just collected that as evidence.
Yeah, that's just evidence. It's in court docs, And he had, a "Don't Tread on Me" flag, writings that said that included step by step to create hometown militia, a fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set. I mean, the guy sounds like he's really political. Maybe he just really, he's a fanboy of Capitol buildings,
storming them. Hurting people.
Because, what they're not probably talking about is all the other Lego sets he also has.
Yes.
I doubt he only has just one.
No, he's got the White House.
I mean, I'm sure that he's got his little green army man and his little truck, monster truck, and he's running over his Lego bricks. And he's like, I'm not just tearing down the Capitol building. I'm going for the White House and the...
Yeah, they didn't. The other thing,
Washington Monument.
They didn't mention was the $2,000 real doll they found in his closet,
or the $49 blow up doll.
Oh, Susie Puffy Lips, we're gonna storm the Capitol tonight. You're coming with me. I'm coming with you.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
wow. Oh, that's some crazy shit. That was just crazy shit in general, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Some other crazy shit is we're revisiting something today. We're just glutton for punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as we've talked about, which poor High Noons came up in several episodes.
Oh, I know. I'm starting to feel bad now.
Yeah.
I think we've punished them a lot.
So they need, well, maybe this will be the determining factor on whether they deserved it or not.
Yes.
Because we got another High Noon pack. Like I said, High Noon was very nice. They told us that they were sorry we didn't like the flavors, and they wanted us to try a case on them. And that's exactly what we're doing. Went out. They gave us some flair.
Yeah, nice. We haven't put it on our jacket yet. But
several pieces of flair. But
it's definitely the fanciest pin I've ever had.
It is. It is fancy pantsy. So I went out and picked up the Hard Seltzer High Noon Sun Sips Standard Variety Pack. So this is not the tropical pack. However, I'd be remiss to say that it isn't half of the tropical pack.
It does have two of the flavors.
So it's got pineapple, which we liked.
Mm-hmm.
So
we did like the pineapple.
I'll be happy to enjoy that one again. It's got the watermelon, which was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It really tasted more like watermelon rind.
Yeah,
or
watermelon rind grass. Yep. And not like that hemp brew beer grass. No, like grass. Like cows eating grass. But the additions, which one is grapefruit. I like grapefruit flavored stuff. I don't know. How about you, Ken?
Yeah, I love grapefruit.
Yeah, there's
I was just gonna say I love the IPAs. Most of those have kind of a grapefruity flavor. Mm-hmm.
And there is a fantastic vodka, Deep Eddie's vodka. They have different flavors, and they have a grapefruit vodka, and it is real grapefruit juice in this vodka, and
really?
It is fucking delicious. You buy a bottle of that, you throw it in the freezer, and then just through your night, every once in a while, you know, you're drinking some beers, you're like, and you just pour yourself a little quick ice cold shot of this Deep Eddie's grapefruit and just kick it back, and like, it's just fantastic.
Really?
Yeah,
I'll
it's
try
great.
That.
Yeah. It, but ice cold in fucking Heartburn City, man. That's why you're just drinking that every once in a while. I'll take a little grapefruit shot and kick that back. It is a fun time. And then we've got Black Cherry, which...
That just usually reminds me of cough syrup, cough medicine.
Black cherry stuff. Sometimes the black cherry flavor stuff is a little better than the regular cherry. It's got a darker, deeper kind of taste, which sometimes offsets that Robitussin. Sometimes it just kicks it into fucking high gear. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
So
I'm really picky. I really, the only fake cherry flavor that I like is the flavoring they put in Cherry Coke or Cherry Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
That's my flavor. And anything outside of that, is just it just reminds me of medicine.
Yeah.
So
there's some black cherry soda that I've had that I actually liked. I like that.
Yeah. I guess I anything that's remotely close to a Starburst flavor, those are all good cherry flavors.
Yeah. And this is, I'm guessing, probably not going to be that.
No, it's probably not.
Black cherry is a lot deeper, darker kind of flavor. It's still a lot of times fakey, but it's just pretty far off from that candy cherry, I think, a lot of times.
Well, we know how talented the flavorist for High Noon is, so I doubt they're even going to be that close to a black cherry
until
they can prove me different.
It might be a fucking grape. We'll see. We'll see.
It tastes like a black cherry tree bark.
Yes. So we got our 8-pack here with... two of each flavor, which just for this podcast works out perfect. Same old spec, 4.5 alcohol by volume. So, what was I looking for here? Made with real vodka, real fruit juice, and sparkling water. The easy drinking, always socializing, great tasting, sun toasting, blue sky celebrating, memory making awesomeness in a can, hard seltzer. That sounds like the Alka-Seltzer. NyQuil. It's a cough, cold, sneezy. Dopey. Doc. So you can sleep medicine.
So you can rest medicine.
So you can rest.
Now they owe us like $50 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $12 a person listening.
Oh, that's what I was looking for, a package. So this one, straight up on the outside of the box, has the package date.
Oh, yeah.
Which is packaged April 23rd, 2021, which, according to High Noon, it's got a six-month shelf life of still having the same flavor, same quality. 6 months is good. So we're well within that. I think we should try it. So do we want to revisit flavors? Do we want to start with new and mix in the old?
I say we start with the old and then end with the new.
Okay.
So that way we can make the listeners really suffer.
Yeah, indeed. Just like we are.
Yeah.
So let's start with watermelon, because that's what we did last time. Let's see if this watermelon out of this pack is any different, or if we're just...
If we just got hosed on that package, it's possible.
It is possible.
I don't know anything about seltzers like we do beer, but, you know, if you heat it up, cool it, heat it up, cool it.
Yeah.
It's got to hurt these things.
First thing out is watermelon.
Watermelon, first thing out. Look at that.
The case dictates.
It's like the robots just...
I'm just looking. No, black cherry's next. So, we'll move around, though. We can go to pineapple next. At least that one will be pleasant. All right. Let's pop the top. And again, we've already gone over all the specs on these, so you can check out the original one, because it's
true.
All the same.
Yeah, we don't need to repeat it too many times.
Yeah. Watermelon grass. It does. It smells just the same. It's just grass.
It's amazing how much it smells like real watermelon.
Yeah.
You smell it, and it's like you opened up a chopped up bowl of watermelon and smelled it.
Yeah. And what would be funny, though, is if, like, the pineapple or one of these just tasted like fucking B.O. It's like it's just hit and miss. Oh, sometimes it tastes like B.O.
You know, actually...
It's the same.
You got the same?
I got the same. There's a little hint of watermelon, but it's mostly grass.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little...
It's that aftertaste.
Yeah.
That aftertaste.
Well, they're not... It does have the slight aftertaste, but it doesn't stick around. That was the thing that we applauded last time.
True.
You take a drink and it just fades. Whereas, like, the Natty Light or the Bud Light seltzers, that malt sticks around. This has got the real vodka in there. And so... And I guess, again, we might be judging this a little too hard. The watermelon, it does have watermelon-y essence to it. It's just not very strong. And I think maybe that not being very strong is...
just getting lost in the seltzer flavor, maybe?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think... That it is what it is. It's okay. I'm not a huge fan of the watermelon, but it tastes like watermelon-ish.
Yeah, it's just right below average.
Yeah. So I'm going to say on this one, I don't think we need to ice test it.
No.
We've done it. We've tasted it. So this is more of a formality than anything else.
There might be a few people out there that like the flavor.
Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Different palates, just that grassy tart thing, just real,
yeah,
is real
that's
forward,
true.
Real forward on me, and you know, people who drink a lot of seltzers might feel differently on it. All right, so now we're back at pineapple. So this one we did like. on our last one. Quite a bit. It was tasty. I drank the whole thing. Drank half of it out of the can, then poured the other half in ice and drank that whole motherfucker.
Yeah.
As the storm came in and knocked out the power, I just kept coming back in and sipping on that pineapple. It was pretty tasty. Real nice pineapple smell.
Yeah, smells good.
Real good. And it tastes real good.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Now, that's one of the other things why I just felt like it was justified being so hard on those fucking mango and passion fruit flavors. Is because they did this so well.
Yeah.
And they do sell these in just like four packs of one flavor. Pineapple's the fucking way to buy on these.
Yeah.
If you're getting these to enjoy and not do a dumb podcast, then get the pineapple for sure.
Yeah.
Because I saw it. They have the pineapple four packs. Very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're tasty.
Definitely a way to go.
Yeah. I'll keep that one around.
Yeah.
I can
drink more of that.
Push that watermelon back. Always across the bar. And then pineapple set right there. Okay. So now let's get into some new juicy flavors. And next out of the case is some black cherry. So like we said, the black cherry... Not sure what to expect. I do love that it's just vodka and real fruit juice. That's great. You pay for that luxury, too, because this is one of the more expensive seltzer packs to get. Because there's only 8 in there, and it is pricey. But if the other two are just as good, the pineapple's worth it. Pineapple's worth the buy. Watermelon, no. But let's see if black cherry's worth the buy.
All right.
Let's pop this top and see if we don't stop.
It smells like black cherry.
I'm not getting a lot off the old sniff.
It's a weak, but I can smell it.
Yeah. All right. Let's try it. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That's easy. It's easy to drink.
That is the same black cherry, like I was saying, I had that black cherry soda I liked. Like that. It is not cough syrupy.
No.
It is not. It is like just a nice... And that black cherry works well with the seltzer not being so sweet.
This might be better than a pineapple.
I think it is. It's very good. We're going to... This is worthy of ice test.
Definitely. Definitely.
Because I think ice test...
I could drink this whole thing. Yeah. I'm already pretty confident.
This damn thing is going to be an ice test champion. I got a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay, good job, High Noon, on the black cherry.
Fantastic.
Holy moly.
Fantastic. Oh, we said last episode we needed a good flavor episode.
We needed to find one we liked because it's hard to find, obviously. Yeah.
Damn. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
That is good. Do you remember that he's like clearly Canadian, that it was like sugary bottled water? Like carbonated bottled water, and it came in glass bottles. They actually brought it back recently. Like, they started redistributing it. But it was a total 90s thing.
Really?
So, like, early 90s, I love these things because the gas station in town had them, and they were just these little glass bottles. I think it's Canadian Clearly or Clearly Canadian or something like that. But it was black cherry was the flavor. It's this black cherry flavored water. Man, and it was carbonated. Those things were so damn delicious, and that's exactly what these taste like.
That's what those taste like.
Yeah.
And I don't remember them at all.
Yeah.
Now, I was, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of a horrible creature of habit, and I don't drink a ton of pop, but when I do, I just always go back to, you know, my regular Coke, Cherry Coke.
Mm-hmm.
That's so. They were probably there, and I just didn't see them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I like to experiment a lot with pops and stuff. I love doing the Vess pop.
Really?
Yeah, those little different colors of Vess soda. One of my favorites was Pina Colada soda.
Really?
Fuck, that was good. So good. There's Pina Colada soda, and then the blue raspberry. You know, that quintessential 70s flavor.
70s flavor.
Blue raspberry. But those two, those Vess pops or sodas, or Cokes, depending on your regionality. they were delicious, but this fucking black cherry is delicious. I have to say, I don't have a bad thing to say about it.
No, not about this black cherry. There's nothing bad to say.
No, it is just tasty, man. There's no artificial sweet shit to it. There's no linger around in your mouth. I've been talking. I haven't taken a drink. I don't taste anything. There's nothing going on in my mouth. It's a blank palate, and then I get to just refresh it with this fucking black cherry. Brings it right back. Damn, that's good. Wow. Bravo. Black cherry, the champion so far. So, we'll take a quick break. Man, okay. I was worried I drank too much of it to be able to put it on ice.
I kept drinking it.
All right. Before we drink too much of it, we are going to ice test this thing. So we will be right back. Okay. We got ice.
Ice.
Got little cute half-size solo cups.
Are you doing pineapple first?
Cherry? I was going to do black cherry. We already did pineapple. Okay. I'd say pineapple and watermelon. Exhausted.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah. Like, all right.
Black cherry it is. And funny enough, black cherry is pink on the inside.
It is. It's a little rose colored. Oh, we got that nice cylindrical ice again.
Only the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a hole in my cup.
Oh, shit. Oh, you do. Dollar General!
Let's try a different one of those.
Yes, you do have a hole in your cup. Well, if you look on the bright side, you may have lost a cup, but you gained a funnel.
All right, I'm back. I traded my sieve in for a cup.
It's good. I almost think I like it out of the can a little better.
I know, it kind of watered it down too much.
It's a little too much. I think they had it spot on out of the can.
Yep, I think you're
just
right.
Just real cold in the can is delicious. And it's still great. Still great, but I think it did.
You know, the other thing, too, is maybe it's not as cold and the ice is melting a little bit.
Yeah, well, I got plenty. I can keep going. Keep pouring it in.
No, I'm on board. It's better in the can.
Yeah, that flavor was best out of the can. And this is why we do the ice test. It is not always going to be the same. I would say the majority of the time it has been better with ice, but sometimes no, and this flavor was perfect out of the can. And the ice does not make it worse, it's just not as...
It just dilutes it.
Yeah, it's just not as bright and punchy of a taste.
Yeah, get more of that black cherry juice flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well that was a treat. So we've got some grapefruit. Grapefruit to dig in.
You're going to get graped in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Grape me. Grape me, my friend. All right. Yep. Same deal with everything. It is just grapefruit flavored, and I do love me some grapefruit flavored stuff, like we had talked about before. Even like, what's the grapefruit soda? Squirt.
Squirt.
Squirt's delicious. And you want to mix some alcohol with some squirt too. It's a great little mixer. You can get some vodka and squirt. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is vodka and squirt. Hell, they got the Nilda black cherry. Maybe we got some vodka squirt. All right, let's try some grapefruit. High Noon Thunthip.
Ooh, that is very strong.
Strong grapefruit.
Very strong.
Mmm. It smells nice, though.
It does smell good.
Mmm. Some strong grapefruit.
It smells as real as a...
But...
Just like the pen says, things are just got real.
You know, however, take another little closer smell. See if you get a little hint of previous.
I got a little hint of that.
There's a little B.O. hint to this, that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little
just
bit.
Just like the other ones, yeah.
So there is something they put in. One of our phones is flipping out. No, it's probably mine. Mine's closest. There. In the pocket. So something they use. Something they use in the flavoring is... Oh, it is.
It's a little skunky. Their flavor... Yeah, they got a weird flavor. That is weird.
All right. Well, we know it's not going to hurt us.
Yeah, well...
Well, we've been told.
Just like you wouldn't think that those Chinese Jello shots are going to hurt you.
Well, they didn't physically hurt me. All right.
All right, bottoms up.
I don't think it tastes...
Doesn't taste horrible, but now I'm just mentally freaked out because I smell it. Yeah.
You smell it because you have no choice but to smell it before you take the drink. Mm-hmm. And so you smell that weird fucking body odor smell. And then you take the drink and then you still got that shit in your nose.
It makes me wonder if this hint of whatever's in the background of it. Is it just something that they're not able to get? Maybe the big vats of they're making this stuff in. You got to clean them before you make a new batch.
Yeah, something.
Maybe
just
it's just not getting cleaned up very good.
I don't know.
You can only speculate. You know, you got all these. You smell it. It doesn't smell great.
No, because I held my breath. I took a drink. And I put the can away. I still got that hint of that BO.
There, it is weird. I don't know coming from, but it's. Have you heard the story about the generic popcorn from Aldi's? Uh-huh. Have you heard the story about it? Don't buy it. Whatever you do, don't let anybody stick it in your microwave. It will ruin your microwave.
Really?
It is nasty, disgusting. Whatever butter, fake butter, stuff that they put in there is so strong that you pop one bag in the microwave and the whole house stinks.
Ugh.
And I mean, it smells like rotten trash. I don't know why anybody would even eat the popcorn when they're done.
There is some, and I have, because when I was in college, people would use the communal microwave for popcorn all the time. I'd walk past and it would smell so fucking bad.
So just horrendous.
So I do think that there is a cheap popcorn, whatever fake butter shit they put on that cheap popcorn. Yeah, smells fucking horrible.
It is disgusting. And then, so my daughter did two bags, and it was so bad that we threw the rest away. Not allow that ever again. And me and the wife both took turns scrubbing the microwave because we couldn't use it. It was so disgusting. Because now we got a microwave. It's not in the kitchen. It's just right on the other side of the door in the dining room. And then we have dog kennels on the other side of the dining room. And so when we're walking in between there, like we're on the way to the kitchen, we get this whiff of the smell of this shit. and we're like, oh my God, is there something, did one of the dogs yak in the kennels? What's going on? And you get over there and everything's clean. Nothing's fine. You know, I even washed the dog blankets that were and put them back and still smelling this. I was like, my God, what's wrong? Maybe it's the, I know what it is. It's a potato. So I took the potatoes. They're probably rotten.
Right. Yeah.
And I threw half a bag of potatoes in the trash, figuring they're rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're walking by again, still smell it. And we finally figured out it was the microwave. Oh, and I'm like, Jesus.
Nothing's funner than playing find that smell in the house.
Yeah.
I've been there.
So that's exactly what you could do with some of this High Noon is hide it in a corner somewhere and everybody would be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Why is this?
I'm not drinking any more of the grapefruit. It's fucking...
I'm just out of the curiosity. I want to take one more sip.
Yeah. Hold your...
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Not smell it.
Don't smell it, and then take the can away, and then taste it. I still got the BO taste. Still there.
Yeah. I mean, you can taste the grapefruit. Honestly...
Yeah, that's...
Honestly, what's funny is, like, two flavors mixed together. It's like two perfumes at once.
Mm-hmm.
And the grapefruit is good, but this other smell that's in with it...
Well, no. It's somebody that didn't take a shower and tried to cover it up with perfume. Because the perfume smells great. The body smells really bad.
It smells bad.
So...
Yeah, there's just something that the High Noon just can't... They just can't get past.
No, they can't nail it. And...
But why'd they rush it to market?
I don't know. Again, so disappointing because the grapefruit taste is fucking awesome. And the grapefruit smell is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But that whatever the hell is going in there that has the BO is just insane. And yeah, I don't know. Because the black cherries... fucking great.
It's got to be some kind of fermented thing. It's got to be something.
It's whatever their juice is.
Yeah.
They're getting that juice, and whatever they're doing there, it is just not working for grapefruit, the mango, and the passion fruit. Whatever they're doing there is a fucking nightmare. But black cherry and pineapple, you're great. And watermelon's not a nightmare. It's just not good. So, again, High Noon, get your shit together. So, that being said, I did... this is the last sip of that black cherry.
Yeah, I'm at the bottom.
I'm taking the last little bit. Yeah, it is. Mm. Man. Okay. So, High Noon. Drop the grapefruit, drop the mango, and drop the passion fruit.
And
drop the watermelon. I mean,
do something.
Just figure it out.
Fix it.
Figure it out. Because I think the actual flavor, just whatever you've done wrong, somebody has to have the same, we're two different people having the same fucking reaction to the same drinks. We can't be the only ones.
No, I don't know if everybody in your focus group lied.
I don't know.
Or you guys aren't reading it.
It's so crazy that
they gave everybody the black cherry and the pineapple up front, and then they stopped reading the focus group.
Yeah,
after those two flavors, they're like, "Oh, everybody loves it."
No, they loved it. We're good. Just do. Yeah. Oh, what passion fruit? Yeah, fine. Fuck it. I don't care. Just do it. We got these two to go off of. So, all right. I think that fucking just 100% seals the deal that we've got some big pros and cons on High Noon. So, to High Noon, thank you for giving us
The opportunity.
An opportunity to try it again. And I'll say, I am happy because the black cherry was fucking awesome.
Yes.
I'm sad now that we only had two cans of it. I would pop another can right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna find the black cherry in a 4-pack and I'm gonna buy it.
Yes,
I'm gonna do the same thing with the pineapple.
With the pineapple, you make a double pack. You get 4 pineapples and 4 black cherries.
Yeah,
that's the way to go. Do that. Just split it up. And then it's great. It's just.
They wouldn't be able to keep it in stock.
But then you get these other things, and that's what's going to turn people off. They're going to taste that because if things hadn't gone the way they did and High Noon had not tweeted back and said, hey, we want to make things right, we wouldn't have done this.
Well, no, and the game is expensive. Let's just be honest. The Seltzer game is expensive. Mm-hmm. And so people are going to be really picky and they're going to be really choosy on what they spend on these things. Because, you know, we're not talking about somebody that's going to go buy every weekend. Can't afford it.
No. And imagine this, too. You got a group of people. And somebody picked up the High Noon Tropical Pack, or especially the Tropical, or this pack. And then there's only two flavors, or two cans per flavor, and it's an 8-pack. So you got 6 people, 7 people, 8 people, everybody, you know, people are trying them. And then you get those one people who they just get the shitty one. They're fucking High Noon South for life.
They're never going back.
No, that was fucking horrible. What are you talking about? No, the Black Cherry one, I was really good. Now, good God, now that fucking mango made me want to throw up.
Well, it's kind of funny that we're starting to get to know these vendors, I guess, in a way that most people won't get to know. Like, mm-hmm. High Noon, they are marketing and distributing geniuses, right? Mm-hmm. You can't walk through a... I just lost my mind.
The old booze aisle?
Yeah, you can't walk through the booze aisle without the freaking stack of High Noon in your flipping way. You're like moving this shit out of the way so you can get to the rest of the drinks.
Yeah.
So, hey, geniuses on that. And then you got somebody like Monaco that has probably one of the best drinks we've ever had. No, great. You can't find the sons of bitches. They're nowhere mm-hmm. to be found. Nobody knows they exist. And... a little tiny bit of marketing there, those guys are freaking corner of the market.
Well, and I think we found the biggest key of all is what do the Monaco drinks and the High Noon drinks have in common? Real booze.
Real booze, yeah.
No malt. True.
The vodka drinks.
Because you can, and talking about High Noon having to move it out of the way, you got to get a crew to come in and move the Bud Light seltzers and the Natty Light seltzers and everything out of the way.
Those things need a forklift.
It's like, okay, I want to get to something behind.
Yeah, if you're... But what I was talking about is the other day is like if you go to your cooler, you know, mm-hmm. your cooler's got the Trulies and the Bud Lights and mm-hmm. all that stuff with the fancy colory packs and stuff like that. But High Noon stacked in the flipping aisles. They're in the cooler. They're in the aisles. They're everywhere. Yeah. You know, they're just in there.
Yeah, they're pushing it hard.
It's like those little furball things from Star Trek. They're just multiplying, falling down everywhere.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have to dry so hard if they got some of the other flavors down. Jeez, guys.
Yeah.
Because now it's a testament because I've moved. I've drank all my black cherry, so now I'm sipping on my pineapple again. Yeah, these two are great. So, yeah. Again, one last time, get your shit together. I'll tweet out and let them know that. Much better experience with this pack, but we still got that body odor thing. We'll see. And maybe I'll have another call with them.
Yeah.
And just see what they have to say about those three flavors.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted to mention something going back to what you were talking about, the difference between the, you know, those really sweet malt drinks and these real vodka drinks mm-hmm. with real juice in them and a little bit less sugar. You know... I don't know if are you a big fan of the super sweet tea like they have at the restaurants?
God, no.
And see, I'm not either.
No.
I'd rather have unsweet tea.
I'll take absolutely zero sugar before I go with that crazy
shit. I'm going to take a wild guess that people that like sweet tea and that sort of stuff, they probably like the malt drinks better than one. And then we're on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's your two demographics there.
True.
If you just divide it in two.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's probably subsets in those, but...
Yeah. Well, because we've talked about this before, even the liquors and stuff, and then the mixed drinks, we're not big fans on the super sweet. It's not like it doesn't taste good on some of them. It's just like, Good God, yeah. So much sugar.
It's too much.
Because, yeah, I mean, if you take a spoonful of sugar straight out of the bag of sugar, yeah, that's sweet. It tastes like good like sugar, except, fuck, that's too much.
That's too much.
And this malt stuff is just a whole different beast. That cold fermented cane sugar is just its own taste in itself. And then you got that fucking stevia on it. And
oh, yeah.
Again, I'm just repeating myself because I've bitched about this.
It's true.
20 times.
But I know form has to have something to do with flavor because, like, as a kid, and I'm sure everybody's tried this, and if not, you should because it's horrible. But if, like, you're talking about taking a spoonful of sugar,
mm-hmm.
and if you ever decided, like, you know, I wonder what a spoonful of powdered sugar tastes like.
Is that like doing the fucking nutmeg challenge? It
just shoots out. Like, that was a mistake. It does not taste like you would think. It looks like a cloud. It doesn't taste like clouds.
Oh. Oh, man. So, well, I think... I just got a mental image of that, which was fantastic. So, yeah, I think the verdict is in, and it's loud and clear, is innocent... What, involuntary manslaughter? Yeah, with those flavors?
I'm going with that. Yeah. Definitely, I mean, on the, you know, the skunky stuff with the body odor.
Involuntary manslaughter. So it's a reduced sentence, so you should be happy, High Noon.
Yeah, because you did redeem yourself with two flavors.
Yeah,
but I mean... That's two out of six.
Involuntary manslaughter, you can live a normal life after that. And you got some trials and tribulations.
After 6 to 8 years of hard time.
Yeah. You can come back from
that. I've looked at the factory in Modesto,
mm-hmm.
California, and trust me, if they're spending lots of times in that neighborhood, they're already doing hard times.
Yeah. So, man, High Noon. If you come out with something else, I think I'd give them one more chance if they had another big pack out. Or maybe even like we do, if we do, like, we were talking about doing some redemption episodes where we did track down that PBR hard coffee that has a lactose in it. Maybe we'll get a pack of a one-off High Noon that we haven't tried.
Yeah.
Try that. Do some different stuff.
Are there more flavors we haven't tried yet still?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I was thinking this was the only six, but I could be wrong.
I think there was a strawberry. I think I saw a strawberry one, and we haven't tried that. So we'll have to look around and see. I don't know the entire flavor.
I've tried palette. So many strawberries, I can't remember which ones they were now.
Yeah. One High Noon. Because, yeah, it was... Maybe they could do good. They just got to keep that fucking armpit. Is there one guy in High Noon?
The stem and the armpit.
Is there one guy in High Noon who's just fucking got some... HR. Come on.
High Noon HR. You can find this guy.
Track this dude down who's bending over and sweating into the vats. Fire him.
just got to get him ready. Go.
God.
But he's been with the company for 20 years. They brought him over from the Mad Dog division or something.
Yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears. Into the product. Ugh. All right. Well, I think on this one, that wraps it up. We have fulfilled our end of the bargain. We tried it. We had some good moments out of it, some good times, some two drinks that are decent, one that's really good.
Yeah, two sips that weren't.
Yeah, two sips are going in the toilet. Yeah, it was fun. So, that being said, this is Matt.
This is Kenny.
We will see you later.